This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Wright.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that ordered large fry, pie, large coffee.
All right. Today is May 21st, and we have for you an interview from a week ago, May 14th, with Dwayne Moody and Garrett Vonk, but mostly Dwayne because Garrett had to leave. They're friends of ours and fellow podcasters, and we discuss a variety of topics. And I also solicit free porn, which I would like to reiterate right now. If any of you out there would like to send us free porn, we'd be happy to accept it and review it on our podcast.
Yeah, you can send that to Georgia Podcast Network, P.O. Box 881, Decatur, Georgia, 30031.
This is the Meet Your Podcasters for Garrett. And Dwayne.
Hey!
Garrett is a panelist on the Georgia Politics Podcast, and Dwayne has done some of our fabulous PSAs. You may be familiar with one of our sponsors, Chicken Viola, brought to us by Dwayne.
I have a question, though.
That's Garrett.
Is Meet Your Podcasters different from Podcast Your Meat?
There's meat in Chicken Viola.
So yeah, we're gonna meet two of them tonight. They're gonna ask you other questions and
get drunk in the process.
We got a lot of Bud Light.
Dwayne, where are you from?
I'm from Wake Forest, North Carolina.
When were you born?
People can steal my
information. What year? Absolutely. Just give me a year.
1978.
All right. And what's your sign?
I am a Virgo.
That way you don't have to say it when you were born.
True that.
Yeah. Virgo.
You're hot stuff, Garrett.
Hey, thanks, Dwayne. So where do you live?
In East Atlanta.
Okay, that's fine. You
don't see, I'm getting all...
Like, 123 Fake Street, you
know? Atlanta, Georgia, 30324. Dash 1743. Or something like that.
Well, if you give out your zip plus 9, you're kind of giving people like a 4-house radius. You probably shouldn't do that.
That was all fake.
Okay,
it was on Fake Street.
We were just speaking about the first time Dwayne had sex with a girl.
That is fantastic.
And I think we'd all like to hear the story.
I think the only reason why you want to hear the story is because I've gone gay since those days.
Well, and because of what she said that you already shared with BJ and myself.
I just drove
Dwayne's gay.
Oh, yeah. That's something that you need to meet.
What?
Who? Where?
On with the story.
Okay, I know. I'm sorry. Well, we can edit this part out, so it's not that big a deal.
We'll each tell a story. We'll...
Okay.
Oh.
Basically, I dated this girl, and she was in a sorority. I almost said fraternity. That wouldn't have been a girl. And she was what I like to call a sex addict. Like, she always wanted to have sex all the time.
A sorostitute?
I say she was a sex addict because she wanted sex all the time, and I didn't want it at all. So I guess...
Because you were
compared
gay.
To you.
Yeah, well, in the closet.
You didn't really want
deep.
It with her.
Right.
Whoops. You were a chastity.
Nice breasts. No turnover. No. I'm just kidding. It wasn't all like that. But no, like, I'm totally drawing a blank on what I told you earlier, what she said. Oh, okay. Here's the deal. Okay, so there was one night she comes over to my house. She came over to my house all the time. And we would hang out at my house and watch Jerry Springer. And my parents would be in the other room, and we would just kind of like lay on my bed and watch Jerry Springer. And then one night, she's all like, come on, we should do it, we should do it, we should have sex. We should have sex. And I'm just like, okay, well, fuck, let's do it. You won't leave me alone, let's just do it. And so so we decided to have sex, and like we did for like 2 minutes, and then she's all like, don't come inside me, I'll get pregnant or whatever. She freaked out, and I'm like,
what? You weren't using protection.
I actually know, which is a really bad thing, and I know it, but.
Okay.
But...
Let's move on.
Screw it. No pun intended. She was on the birth control, though. I was like, well, you're going to be fine. So I'm not going to come in there anyway because I'm not turned on at all. But so we just stopped or whatever, and I was all like, well, and I kind of felt weird because it was kind of like my first time, but it wasn't because I had hooked up with a guy like before, and she didn't know that, so I didn't want to talk about that part. But
how old were you?
Ooh, it was like 20... 21? 21?
21.
But I had, like I said,
how
like I had
she?
Like 21, pretty much, I think. I'm pretty sure she was 21 too, because she was, we were the same college.
I wasn't looking for like 15, I was just curious, you know.
She was 3 and a half.
Whoa. I said 15, right? I was not going, you know.
No, basically, we were the same year in college, so she was 21 too. But like when we were done, we were like laying there, and it was kind of weird because I was all like, God, did that really just happen? And whatever, whatever. But at the same time, I was all like, oh, I'm so glad that that's finally over because then she'll stop asking. But I know there's only so much oral sex a man can give.
So she was fully sated by that 2 minutes, is what you're saying.
Well, it was probably more than 2 minutes, but it was. She was more worried about the whole getting pregnant thing than whatever. So when it was over, she just, like, we're laying there in the sheets, and she looks over me and she goes, your mother's in the other room. Does she know that I just took your flower? I was like, maybe. I don't really know. And I literally was like, should we go ask her?
I thought you were talking about laughing.
No, that was the second and only and the last sexual experience we ever had. Basically, her parents went out of town. This was probably like a week or two later. Her parents went out of town. She's like, we could totally go back and have sex. And I was like, okay, let's do it. So we go back and we're all in the tub and getting all, you know, foreplay-ish.
Soapy.
Soapy. Getting all naked.
Soaping up.
Getting all naked and lubricated. But basically, like, we were having sex and she was like a screamer. And
there would have been a lot of noise complaints, I guess.
And I'm assuming.
This apartment building.
That's true. And I'm assuming, like, face contorter might be the appropriate phrase, term, whatever. But she was making this face when we were having sex, and I literally burst out laughing.
Can you describe the face, Dwayne?
It was almost just like someone had, like, she'd, like, stepped on a nail, but, like, for some reason thought it was funny. It was like, ow! And like, and the boobs were going, and
did there you was, say the boobs were going?
Were they flopping?
Yeah, and there was Beck playing on the radio.
Beck.
We played the whole Odelay. The whole Odelay CD played during
so
our.
So now you have associations.
Which I have to say though, like, I mean, if I really was straight, women would think I'm a stud because I can go for the whole Beck CD and not come. I'm good.
So did she have the devil's haircut?
I don't know what that means. Oh my god.
I don't know what that means.
No, she was okay. Like, she was on her period though, which shows you that I'm not grossed out by that. So, but yeah, it was like, because I was all, when I started laughing, I was like, we should just stop. But then I dated another girl. It was,
how many girls did you have sex with?
I only had, well, see, I don't really count oral sex as sex. I count it as, like,
let's count it for the purposes of this.
Okay, well then two women. Okay. Well, the other one, she said something really funny too. She was Taiwanese, and she was going down on me once, and then literally just kind of like flung her hair to the side and jumps up and goes, "We can have sex. I'm on the pill." And I was like, "Go back down there to trying to biting my dick off."
That's literally, like, one of the first phrases they teach you. So it's
that's right up there with sucky fucky $2, right?
Let's go ahead and run over all these stereotypes.
Exactly, right? But no, that was and
they're after, not very good drivers either.
I guess looking back, I'm like,
also another woman. So.
Yeah, that was. So that was it. I didn't have sex with her though.
So Dwayne, Super Mario Brothers 3. what's your favorite level?
Thinking.
I mean, that level where everyone's really big was kind of
not cool. Level 8. That sucks.
I've never been to level 8.
Level 8 sucks the ass.
I love level even, 8.
Honestly,
it's a challenge.
Honestly,
when
I think
get there, you should have like 34 lives.
No,
level
not eight if you use the warp whistle twice.
It's not like, you know.
There's no adventure to be had.
Like me having to turn around and like talk to the microphone.
No, we know where you are. Just talking to the microphone.
We see you. Hi, Rusty. Hi.
You don't have to turn and look at us, dude. We can hear you and see you and talk to you and all that
well,
stuff.
Well, basically. No, I like the world where you can get the full raccoon suit and turn to stone. That's
so
cool.
Much I forgot about. I forgot about the frog suit. I forgot about the cloud.
The pee wing. What about the pee wing?
The pee wing. What does the pee wing do?
It just keeps you full power.
It gives you full power all the time.
You can
fly
through the whole fucking level.
At the
twist of your tail.
Yeah, the
twist of your tail. Or at the push of an A. Repeatedly.
That's like there's a world with all the coins up top. So
yeah.
But the cloud one. What does the cloud one do? Is it really what Dwayne said?
No,
I
you can like go. You can just float above.
I thought the cloud meant you could cloud over a board you didn't want to play.
Oh,
turn
maybe.
Into the cloud and then you like can.
I honestly, I have no idea.
This isn't really a Mario or a Nintendo Entertainment System podcast, but.
Or maybe it should be.
I'm sure there is one or several.
Oh, yeah.
NES.
If you live in Georgia and you run a Super Mario Brothers podcast and you'd like to become an affiliate on the Georgia Podcast Network, please contact us.
At georgiapodcastnetwork.com.
Even if you're not in Georgia, we'll link to you.
It's okay.
Because we like Nintendo.
Because we're cool.
What's your favorite beer?
Oh, why? I have a list.
That's
a list of your favorite beer.
Do you carry it around your wallet?
Huh?
Do you carry it around on your wallet?
No, I mean, I can remember.
Oh.
Blue Moon is probably one of my favorites, just because it's really good. And...
Now, on Amber's site, in that post she wrote, you know, like, with all the different beer, mm-hmm. Blue Moon was like the, wasn't that like the one for...
It was the Belgian-style trendy beer.
That was like, you get points for effort because you're all... No, was that it?
No, actually. Oh, that which beer are you?
No, like, what does your beer choice say about your sex life?
Oh,
or...
yeah.
The funny thing about that, though, is, like, I would drink all those beers, except for the top
ones. That's like me. I would drink every damn one of them.
I don't really like Budweiser.
And what does that say about your sex life, Rusty?
It says I drink a lot of beer.
They got a mirror beside the bed. I think it's pretty good. I love how you uncomfortably laughed. You're like, yeah.
Okay. So, when Rusty asked...
That's just because your pants are off.
That's a good point.
When Rusty asked if you could...
That was Amber looking back to make sure it wasn't true. Really?
That maybe he asked if you had a list of your beer.
Oh, wait, I'm not done, though, I guess.
And it, shut up. And it made me think of an interesting question. Does anybody have anything interesting in their wallet? I'm looking through mine...
Oh, I have a little slim wallet. But do you want to hear the other parts of my...
Yeah, go ahead.
I really like Sam Adams. I like Sam Adams Cherry Wheat a lot. That one's really good. But if I drink, like, because I mean, it takes a lot of beer, I guess, to get me there. So I drink Southpaw a lot because it's cheap and it's made by people make that sound.
So do you prefer, like, just like a lager or do you like some ales?
I prefer, like, the darker beers. And I very often gravitate towards a porter. I really like porter.
Yesterday you attended the East Atlanta Beer Festival.
That is correct.
What was your favorite?
You
went
here about that.
My favorite beer.
What?
I didn't go because I didn't know anyone else. I called all my friends.
Not me, though.
Whose phone number you have?
Whoops.
Yes, all the friends whose
phone You don't have my phone number because I've text messaged you before, so I know it's in your phone.
Yeah, I do.
Ouch!
You didn't call me, and you were going, dude.
Well, dude, I didn't know that you wanted to go.
Sweetwater, like,
I know, I've invited you to Sweetwater like 80 times, and for the record, to this day, you've never come.
Please keep inviting me. I'm just busy, honestly. But I actually abstained and went and hung out with Josh. Josh. Because there was no one going to the beer.
Well, I'm sorry, Josh, we... Going?
Because he had a wedding to go to.
Tony
this
Gia...
is really interesting podcast fodder, by the way.
Tony Gia and I went to the... Because it was fun.
No, I would have gone. I just needed an excuse to have someone else going. Because I would not have gone by myself and stumbled around.
Well, next time that you want to go drinking, just call me and I'll go. Because I like to drink a lot.
Yeah,
so.
You should have let me know.
Although my therapist says that's not cool.
I should have asked you... Don't tell your therapist about the drinking.
But he asked me... Yeah. He's like, so tell me about
Don't
the drinking.
Don't tell your therapist about the drinking.
Usually when he...
Quote of the day, right?
Usually...
Yeah, that was one of the first phrases I learned. So.
In a second, I'm going to ask Dwayne about his pet peeves. But I'd like to point out that one of my pet peeves is...
Getting interrupted?
Getting interrupted. And being talked over. Yes. I fucking hate
being
that shit.
Being talked over is... Sorry.
I fucking hate that shit. It makes me want to punch somebody. Dwayne, what are your pet peeves?
My number one pet peeve...
Being interrupted?
No, I'm very loud, and I usually don't get interrupted. And if I do, I just move on. Donkey punching is no. Sand in the bed.
Sand in the
bed. Probably my number one. Yeah, just because, like, think about it. There's just sand, and you lay, and it's
How
just on
that...
you.
It sounds like snakes on a plane.
Well, actually, Sand in the Bed is the next movie that Samuel L. Jackson is going to star in. There's sand in that bed!
There's motherfucking sand!
I ain't getting in that fucking bed! There's sand in that bed! Samuel, get in. It's going to be okay. There's sand in the bed. I'm not getting in. Yeah, no, sand in the bed's horrible. Because, I mean, think about it. It's just on you, and it's gritty, and it's sand.
Dude, we're going to the beach house in 2 weeks.
Oh,
like,
fuck the beach.
There's...
I fucking hate the beach. Sand in your ass, sand in your trunks, sand on the couch. Sand in the bed.
Snakes
it's
a
progression.
Plane.
It's every fucking where. Sand. Ugh.
So no cookies in bed either.
No, because those are crumbs. Crumbs are
basically 2 steps away from sand.
No, because crumbs are edible sand.
Crumbs in the bed, I can definitely relate to.
Crumbs are edible sand. That's not cool.
No, it's not cool. That's what I'm agreeing with you, but. But if you had said crumbs
aren't
in the bed...
Isn't sand inedible crumbs? Really?
Well, you can technically eat sand if you feel like it. But I wouldn't because it's, like, gross.
I have a topic.
Okay.
Rusty and I were discussing this a few days ago, and we thought that it would be good to get some other opinions on the matter. Time travel. If you...
Flux capacitor.
If you travel back in time, there are a lot of logistical concerns to think about.
How to get back to today?
No, Joe. Let me
wait.
No, it's the don't kill the butterfly thing.
I mean, even more basic than that. And we're not even touching right now. We're not even touching
the
you know and the six.
Marty McFly, hands disappearing.
If you kill a insect, then it means you're never born. We're not going to get into that shit because everybody's already talked about that. What I'm concerned about is, say you go back to 50 years, so 1956. You could pretty much function, you know? I mean, because even though there wasn't computers and stuff like that, like, it was pretty much, you could get around. But my main concern is money. Because, well, first of all, I have a question about when the currency of the United States was became the way it is now. I know we now have a new 20 and a new 10. But when did, say, the dollar and the 5 and the old 10 get instituted?
They changed in the 70s. I know that
they did.
Yes, the money changed ever so slightly in the 70s. Other than that, I think it's pretty much remained the same. And from the 70s to the 90s, when they started changing them, I think the bills really did look that.
Because we know that in the early 50s, they added "In God We Trust." Yes.
1956
with the McCarthy change. Well, right.
Well,
so 1956 is when.
Who's going to even notice?
Well, but okay.
What are you asking then?
My question is: say you show. Listen, this is important because if you show up in 1956, Garrett?
Here's my thing. You buy $1,000, maybe $5,000 worth of collector's currency or whatever. You work for a couple months and make some bucks, and then you have meticulously recorded the stocks and/or sporting events that you're going to bet on,
okay.
and then you just make your money. Even
well,
stocks.
Well, and that's what we discussed working. And
work
that's,
for 2 months and bet that on the stock market, and you have enough day trading because you could find historical like 1 day records and stuff.
But what if you
didn't have like the internet back then?
No, you'd have to become like a real trader on the floor of the New York Stock.
Okay, you'd have to be there for what if you're
the
not?
The stock exchange has been around since the 20s.
Sporting events would be easier in that case because you.
Okay, we're getting off.
Remember how Amber doesn't like to be interrupted?
Where are you right now? On the internet?
Yeah.
Amber doesn't like to be interrupted.
Here's my question, though.
Sorry.
So if you don't have that much time, if you do have time to prepare, then obviously you can buy collector and like old money and everything.
And
then, like we said, we discussed getting a job because we feel that it was probably a little easier to just get a job back then. They weren't as strict about documentation. You could just get a job.
You'd be a typist.
Yes.
You'd probably type pretty fast.
I'd work at a malt shop.
But even if you showed up, so we thought maybe show up with like one big, like, you know, some big bills and just spend it real quick just to get started, get a bunch of change in the current currency. But what if somebody, they might not notice, okay?
What about check fraud?
Well, then we'll get to that in a second.
Sorry,
okay.
Go ahead.
But what if somebody...
I have not followed check fraud.
I always think of check fraud.
Let's say somebody somewhere along the line of this $20 bill that travels around notices. Most people don't look at the serial number or the date, but what if somebody does and they notice, and then you've got the Secret Service after your ass.
Service in the 1950s, I imagine, as being some bumbling group of...
Well, they'd call you a communist is what they do.
Right, but they're not going to like...
Or a witch.
I would imagine Secret Service today and Secret Service in the 50s
Didn't they all have British accents?
he's a witch! Yes,
I'd be like the actual term is warlock.
An investigation into you in like the 50s involves like calling your banker and talking to him like via voice.
Hey, did this guy do this?
Right, like there's no like national database.
I don't know, maybe we should ask someone who lived in the 50s.
Exactly.
I don't know.
If anybody out there lived in the 50s and has any opinions.
Or if anybody out there is listening in the 50s right now, via time travel.
Hey, we saw that movie Frequency.
Yes, via Aurora Borealis.
Aurora Borealis.
The most tenuously scientific.
Aurora Borealis. Gas lights in the sky. I can travel.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, small gas or something.
Did anyone ever have a rabbit's foot?
I had a rabbit's foot. You want to hear a cool story?
Sure.
One night I was supposed to be in bed, and I had had this lamp in my room, and I had undone the bulb or whatever because it was nighttime. And I was like, I think it'd be really cool to put the rabbit's foot in there and turn the lamp on to see what happens.
Shit.
Yeah, it shot
in badly.
Oh my God.
It shot sparks. My dad's like, "What's going on in there?" I was like, I tried to simulate sleep.
Back to porn. How do you feel about the potential of we were discussing it earlier, the potential for porn on your new television.
I'm very excited, actually, because, like, big TV.
Which you bought today.
Bigger porn.
Right, yeah.
Equals yay. And I have to say, here's my thing with porn. I know a lot of people are all like, oh, porn is, you know, it shows this deviant, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe that at all. I think that people that like porn are in touch with their sexuality and in touch with their sexual desires. And they like to see two people fucking. I mean, that's hot.
What is your favorite thing about porn?
Go ahead.
And why? And B, what is your least favorite thing about porn and why?
All right, well, for the record, since I'm gay, I guess we're going to talk about gay porn.
Whatever you're...
There's two things I really, really like. I like the big dicks, because I think that's hot.
And probably needs no explanation.
I mean, size queen. Hello! Anyway, and I really, 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 really like when they, like, it's not so much they, like, show it up close, but they just show enough for you see it going in or whatever, and the guy that's taking it or whatever is not hard at all. I think that's hot.
Huh,
I don't know why. I mean, I just think that's hot. I just, it's weird, but whatever.
Okay, and what is your least favorite?
But wait, I have a third thing.
I thought you only had two.
I really,
even though I only asked for one.
Exactly.
But all right,
I really like when they're really, really, like, masculine, like, fucking, you know, Johnny Hot, like, I'm gonna change your tire, blah, blah, blah. those are the guys fucking. I think that's so goddamn hot. It's crazy. I mean, like, literally, I'm just like, that's a real fantasy. It's not like some nasty little 15-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, not there. Ew, that's just disgusting. I'll do it anyway. No, I don't like that. I want a fucking man. I want a, you know, 35-year-old man with a beard. That's what I want. Like, I think that's hot.
Part B, then, what is your least favorite thing about porn and why?
I guess I kind of answered that already. The Twinkie boys, not my thing. I also really hate when... And this is a personal preference thing, I think.
Well, that's what I'm asking you about.
I really cannot stand when people get their, like, they come on their face. Like, I just hate that. Like, to me, I'd be like, that's so messy. That's, like, near your eye. Like, ew.
It can be bad in the eye.
It burns.
Protective eye covering can help somewhat.
Well, I don't think those, like, chemistry goggles would be all... It's like, you're gonna come in my eye, baby. I got it, you know?
How about just...
Or just regular glasses. Well, here's my thing about that, though. It's almost like they do it in a, like, you're subservient to me type thing. Like, I'm going to come in your eye because I fucking can, you fucking gay wad or whatever. Like, I don't even know. Like, it's just retarded. And I really, really hate that. I also hate face fucking. I can't stand that. It's almost like you can see the guy's choking, but yet you keep forcing your big dick in there, and that's not
cool.
Cute.
I would agree with you on that.
And to me, that's just mean. I guess I don't like it, and also I don't like that the stereotype that it portrays that, like, a bottom is necessarily, like, more feminine or less of a guy because of that. Like, I don't like that. I think that porn definitely portrays it that way, and I think that's bad. I think, to me, that honestly upsets me. And that's why I have to say I really like when you have different guys, you know, like the bigger muscular guys that take it as well, because it's like, well, that just makes it seem okay. Like, everybody mm-hmm. likes that. It's like, that's just part of being, you know, sexual and gay and whatever. Which is true. That's the reality of it. It's like, you know, there's no...
Well, I think we can all agree that...
There's no true type. It's not true, like, you know...
Mainstream porn doesn't necessarily reflect the spectrum of reality.
I like to believe it does, though.
Okay, since I can't think of a new topic, we'll stick with this topic for just a second here. Back to the big bitch.
Okay. That's where I like to be.
Is there a point where the big dick becomes impractical? Like, is it like...
Are you talking about like a real life experience or?
Well, okay, no, I'm talking about porn here. Like, okay, you say like, well, I find the big dicks attractive, but like if some dude walked in with like one of these fake, obviously surgically implanted like 15-inch fucking cocks, clearly that's impractical. Nobody's gonna take a 15-inch cock up the ass.
Well,
but
you don't have to take all of it.
I'm just saying, like, you know, is that attractive or?
Well, I think.
Is there a point where, like, it gets to be too big?
Well, I call it the owl factor.
Okay.
It's like, oh, God, that looks. And because you know when they're getting fucked or whatever, they're pushing the guy away. Like, no more, no more, this is it. My hands are where you stop. That's when you're just like, that looks uncomfortable. I don't think that's cool. So I think, I don't think it's every person's preference. I mean, I'm not saying that, like, I like... it's not so much like... I don't want people to be like, oh, God, you know, he just loves a big dick up his pooper. It's not like that at all. It's more just, I think that's attractive in porn. I mean, guys with big dicks, that's why they go into porn, is because it's attractive. I mean, if you had a really teeny tiny dick, why would you go into porn? That'd be stupid.
Maybe you go into porn to portray a particular genre. You know, maybe. Realistic yeah. variations.
Exactly, and, which the big dicks are not real.
And that's why I would like to throw in an endorsement for Comstock Films, which is a fantastic company that makes porn involving real couples. And it's very hot. And this is my shout out. And they have a vidcast. They call it a podcast, but it's a vidcast, where you can subscribe to their RSS feed and get porn.
For free?
So if you would like, Comstock Films, if you would like to send free porn to the Georgia Podcast Network on behalf of this endorsement, we'd be happy to take it.
Porn is always welcomed in my
Please
book.
Send us porn.
That invitation doesn't just go to Comstock, by the way.
Yeah, let's be clear.
That just spreads to anyone and everyone.
Who would like to send us porn, we could do a review of your porn. On our podcast.
That's what I say, like,
that would be a good one.
I almost hate that porn has this negative image because
we could call it podcasting your meat, like Garrett said earlier.
Because porn's cool. I mean, like, people that don't like porn, they're just repressed. That's my opinion. Man, beer is so fucking fantastic.
That's going in.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, I don't even care. I don't care who knows it. I don't care if my therapist hears that.
That'll be the last part of the podcast. Maybe we'll just splice that on the end.
I mean, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Everybody knows beer is so fucking fantastic.
Here's the deal. My therapist was all like, people drink to cope and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, who doesn't drink to cope, you retard?
You're getting that southern accent. Like, as you drink more, I think you get more of a southern accent. And it's
fuck,
funny.
Let's get my grandma on the phone and I'll even get more fucking southern.
That's funny.
Like, grandma,
hey, how you doing? Grandma, how's your week? And when I call James, I'm like, you're a little southern. And I'm like, well, I know. Well, whatever.
In addition to hearing Dwayne's PSAs and Garrett on the Georgia Politics podcast, you can also visit them at, respectively, DwayneMoody.com and, surprisingly enough, GarrettVonk.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at GAPodcastNetwork.com. If you know a Georgia band or a hippie with a guitar that would like to have their music featured in a podcast, have them contact us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com. This way, the ending of the shows won't seem so abrupt.